強いね。
And the podcast.
Podcast. I'm currently walking in place.
Oh, very slowly.
Yeah, very slowly. And whenever I open my mouth, it doesn't match up what I'm saying. And now my hands are going really weird. Because
I thought you were going to make a joke where you play that song from Cars where it's like, life could be a dream, but then you just put a voice going, land.
Life could be a dream,
land. Land.
This is Dreamland broadcast. Okay, so this is broadcast on the 21st, the 26th of November, 2009. But. We love a loophole. Omnibus was aired on December the 5th, 2009. So.
Wait, this was multiple things split up?
Yeah.
That explains a lot.
Yeah. It was like Infinite Quest only. I think they learned their mistakes from how obvious the omnibus was there. Like, you know, this is clearly where the cliffhanger was here and here and here. Whereas in this one, you kind of get an idea where the cliffhangers were, but like, it's kind of more leveled out. Written by Phil Ford. Phil Ford, who's everywhere. Like, the last like six or seven things have been Phil Ford.
You're right. Yeah. Just noticed that.
It's Phil Ford mania. The nation's been swept by Phil Ford mania. Honk your horns because it's Phil Ford.
What happened to him? It does feel like he's being like teed up to be the next big thing.
He did. I think one of the Tales of the TARDIS, maybe two of them. I did two of them because it was one Russell and two him, and then two Pete McTighe.
I know you said Pete McTighe, but I just heard it as like Pete My Thigh, and I was like, okay.
But it was, yeah, he's like, he seems to become like semi-retired now, but like he might be coming back for stuff, I don't know. But he wrote this, and it's directed by Gary Russell, who is obviously the guy who's doing, he does like a lot of like expanded media stuff like Big Finish and The Infinite Quest. He directed that as well. The gist, sorry, that's how long my gist section was for this compared to everything else. So, an alien spaceship crashes in Roswell, and it is 100% not one that we have already seen this year, okay? It certainly wouldn't be the exact same model, which is it's kind of breaking from the gist here, but like, I think it's nice that like it's literally the exact same model as the one they reference in Prisoner of the Jadoon. I like that there's like they take the time to actually like put that, you know, continuity in of like it is the same ship. Anyway, the Doctor arrives in Nevada 11 years later, and he runs into this diner where he meets his daughter and the lead singer of Mike and the Mechanics, but not the original.
Did you know that Georgia Moffat, she's the daughter of the doctor, and she married another doctor?
What I did know is that they run into this alien device that's been activated, and then there's like a giant bug alien thing that gets blown up, and they get taken to Dreamland, aka Area 51. And this colonel, who's played by Richard Nixon, who has the gray alien locked up. It turns out the colonel's working with this alien bug who's named Aslock and is also David Warner. They go underground, and there's like this big alien queen laying eggs, and Aslock wants the gray aliens, who are coincidentally young Sherlock Holmes and Bernice Summerfield, because they have a weapon, which is the artifact that was in the diner that they found, which is designed to kill all of Aslock's people because he's a bad guy. Then they meet Spike Lee, regular Clark Peters outside. And they all get taken back to Area 51, where the Colonel and the Men in Black are in this, whether when they're robots. And apparently they come back for Sarah Jane Series 4, which, you know, talk about continuity. reveals he wants to use the alien thing to destroy Russia, but the Doctor's like, nah, and he's like, okay, I believe you. They're going to kill us if we use it, so I'm not going to use it. But Aslak wants to stay anyway, and then there's these like flies that like do stuff, I don't know. And then when the aliens wants to kill Aslak and his people, and the Doctor's like, nah, and then the alien's like, okay. And then the Doctor's like, by the way, Aslak, you and your people will turn into like a peaceful race in like 10 years' time or whatever, so, you know, don't. But Aslak's like, no, I want this weapon. So the Doctor hooks a weapon up to the TARDIS and annoys Aslak so much he just leaves. He's like, I'm out of here. And then the aliens go home, the Doctor leaves, and everyone has to clean up, and we roll credits. The thing about this
is that I like it.
You like it. I like it. I'm middle ground. I think it's like it's better than Planet of the Dead because there's at least some bit of like excitement. I just like I struggle with how stifling that animation is because like it kind of kills a lot of momentum when like you can tell like the ambition is buckling under the pressure of that animation style.
Yeah. And also let's make the obvious joke, which is Telltale presents Unfunny joke. But I just thought this was fine, you know? Look, maybe it's because it was the end of like a work day and I was like relatively tired and I was like, I'm not gonna like hold this to a high standard. But you know what? Like it kinda there were some moments where it was very atmospheric in like a All Out 1 and 2 early 3D kind of way, you know? Where I mean it really there's this one shot where I can hear like the Fallout 1 voice acting like you gotta go and find the water chip for our vault. But I don't know, man. I don't know what to tell you. I think it's because, you know, everything that has to do with the plot of this, I don't care. I don't care about the whole... I don't remember the name of the aliens, and I'm not going to bother remembering right now. All the stuff that's just him, like, walking around and being, oh, I'm in America, and aliens. I mean, this is the first... This is the first, like, whatchamacallit? Is this the first Native American character in Doctor Who history? And of course, he's voiced by a white guy, but, you know, baby steps. A white guy doing an accent.
The accent is fairly... It's collar-tugging, I think. It is quite...
Yeah.
Stop.
But, I do think it's really... I sent a photo of this. There's one point where the Doctor calls the human race primitive and aggressive, and he just shoots him this look like, come on, man. There's so many moments where it's like, there's another moment where it was like, what was it? Fucking, oh yeah. When like, they say, oh, this weapon is going to erase all the big bad aliens. And Jimmy goes, that doesn't sound like a bad thing. And I'm like, guys, can we not have the native character be like, genocide sounds cool. Like that's the, you know, baby steps. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. I feel like I was kind of taken by the atmosphere. I was like, kind of like, you know, enjoying it, having a bit of a fun time. It's short. It goes by really fast. Mm-hmm. A certain past and future guest hates this episode, apparently. Said it was like one of the worst 10th Doctor things. I don't know, man. I feel like in a universe where Fear Her exists,
well, you know. I mean, Fear Her is top class, I would say.
It's like, why are we, like, the major complaint, I guess, is that the animation looks bad. It's like, that's fine. Like, once you get past that, once you get past the fact that the animation just sucks, what's there? It's, like, weirdly charming and, like, it's kind of like when you would go on YouTube in, like, 2009, it's like, this guy did this all on his own on Gary's Mod, and it's like... You know, looking back at it, you're like, oh, this is not that good. But it's kind of endearing how much this guy tried to, like, do something a little bit above their means. Mm-hmm. I mean, it is really, really, really funny how, like, they set a Doctor Who story in the 50s. They involve Area 51. There's going to be a bit where like the doctor fights some bug-eyed monsters and the U.S. Army fights some bug-eyed monsters. And they're like, okay, this is the stuff. They're going to do a 50s B-movie. All right. And then the instant the aliens are about to fight the army, it just cuts back. Like, we can show, we don't have the money to show this. So it's just, to me, that's just so funny. Personally, I was like, I get it, guys. I get it. You guys don't have the money. That's fine. I don't know, guys. At the end of the day, my determination of whether or not a story is good is whether or not I enjoyed it. I had an okay time with this.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was fine.
Mm-hmm. I do like that it is Doctor Who in Roswell, which of course we are apparently getting as well next year. But like, yeah.
I hope the guy who plays Stark comes back.
Mm-hmm. I hope.
And by the way, do you know who that guy is?
It's the Colonel, is it? Richard Nixon.
But you know who Colonel, who the guy who played the Colonel is,
it's
right?
It's Richard Nixon.
It's Richard Nixon.
Yeah.
Nixon box.
I'm here with the War Master and Ion Amelia Pond and
Bernice Summerfield.
Who is in this?
And Paul McGann is also here for some reason.
Bernice is in this playing Paul from the movie Paul.
I mean, the aliens are just so fucking stupid. I'm sorry. They literally made that. There's a shot where it's like a little gray alien on a wheelchair, and I just started laughing so much. I was like, guys, what the fuck is this? It reminds me of that meme from the guy from Madagascar, King Julian, and it's like, Maurice, I cannot move it anymore. It's just this little alien on a wheelchair that's way too big for him. You know what? Yeah, I thought it was like hilarious, but at the end of the day, again, go ahead. What are you gonna say?
No, it's very like milk and potatoes story. I think, you know, it's not like, as I said, I don't think it's terrible. I think it's just, it's very like, you know, middle of the road. You know, it's easy to sit down and just watch and be like, you know, that's my Doctor for the evening story. I'm fine. I'm relaxed now. I can watch this. I do think you could, there's like a world where you add like a little bit more like expository stuff and it works as like an audio drama as well, I think, which is handy enough. I don't know. It has like, it reminds me of both. There's back in the day before we had like, it was like in between when we had the Invasion animated recon and like the 10th Planet and Reign of Terror ones, people would make like 3D animated, like missing episode animations with like Second Life characters. It kind of reminds me of that, the way they all move. But there's also a animated Action Man movie called Action Man Robot Attack, which has, it's like a, I think it's like 49 minute long animated straight DVD movie that's like meant to be like, you know, it's like a toy commercial, but like it has the exact same vibe as this, and it really reminded me of that.
Yeah.
And I was like,
yeah.
It also has a Native American character in it, and also has you know, it has all the big names such as Stephen Burkoff, who we'll talk about in like 2 years' time, famous tantrum thrower Stephen Burkoff. And the guy from the Australian doctor from House MD, who we all remember from the episode of House where he kills like a warlord or something, and he gets like almost it's indicted for like war crimes or something. I don't know. Hands in House and Ages. But yeah, I don't know. It's just like,
could you hold on just a second? Just a really quick second. Keep talking.
I'll vamp. I don't know. It's just like, it's just, you know, I think maybe because I've been consuming so much media related to this universe recently, between like comics and Big Finish, I just listened to the first story in the War Master Rogue Encounters box set. The one with Billis Manger. I haven't met Billis yet. I'll meet him soon. Books like the iPlayer stuff. even stuff like this, like Sarah Jane stuff I'm watching, I think I'm just like, I'm at a point where like my saturation levels with this stuff is like I'm oversaturated to a point. So like,
oh my, I thought you were going to say the opposite, because I was about to say the opposite. This is the stuff I like about
Doctor Who. Well, no, I like it, but like I'm saying, like I think I've consumed so much that like I'm at the point where I'm just like, you know, yeah, it's fine. I roll on the next one, you know. I think I've just kind of lost, like, not lost, but I think I'm just like, although saying that, like, you know, actually, no, I was going to say, something that is, we're not recording these in order. I was going to say something like, it's the opposite with Wars of Mars, or give me all that. Yeah, I don't know. I think I'm just like, I there's some, like, there's a lot of stuff in this I like. I like the cold open. It's a great cold open. I like David Warner's performance.
Oh yeah, I recognize him immediately because I was like, "That's the Loeb from Freakazoid," which is probably my favorite performance of his. R.I.P. R.I.P. Great guy.
I don't know if he actually I always forget people's name. I've been forgetting people's names left, right, and center these days. Hang on while I try and remember Bernie Summerfield's real name. Before I lose my mind,
Lisa Lisa,
is it Lisa Bannerman? Not Bannerman.
No, Bannerman is Bannerman Road.
No, but
Lisa Bowerman. Lisa Bowerman.
Okay. I don't know if this is where he met Lisa Bowerman. Because of course they were partners until his death. It might have been where he met Lisa Bowerman. I really want to listen to the Unbound Doctor and Bernice stuff, but like I need to listen to other Bernice stuff first. I think I need to read more Bernice novels. But yeah, no, yeah, I think it's a good, like, it's better than, as I said, better than Planet. It's a good thing just if you're sitting at home, like you said, like you finish work and you're like, I could do with some, you know, Doctor Who stuff right now. It's there to throw on, and you can just throw it on and be like, okay, you know, and just chill out. It's better than Infinite Quest as well. Like Infinite Quest arguably has more going on.
I looked up the plot of that one. When are we gonna do it? Are we not gonna do it? Because that was third series.
Weird. Yeah, it's so weird. We never did it, and like we never recorded that at like midnight. I'm like, oh, that.
Wait, did we do it?
Yeah.
For real?
Do you not remember us doing that?
I'm not joking here. We hold on.
We did it? We did. We talked about it for like 5 minutes.
I literally wrote down when are we gonna do Infinite Quest? Oh my god, we did it. Okay. I am so sorry. I forgot. I absolutely forgot.
I'll tell you what, let's peek behind the curtain here. We recorded that when I think the same day that we did Gridlock, and it was because we were recording Gridlock like quite late, by our usual standards, it was like 10 o'clock.
I can tell you exactly what time it was. It was on March the 25th. Yeah, here, Gridlock and the Infinite Quest. Yeah, and it was 4 o'clock for me, which means it was really late for you.
And we recorded,
guys, I forgot that we did Gridlock. It just, oh my, they wiped it off my brain.
Well, I remember the conversation we had about Infinite Quest was us. We spent, it was a
we talked for 39 minutes for that thing?
Because what happened was we recorded it. And we spent like 10 minutes talking about it, and we got to talking about like spin-off media and they just released the pictures for Legend of the Sea Devils, and those were like, it was like Dan as a pirate and stuff. So we were talking about like, you know, spin-offs and the state of the show at the moment, stuff like that. And like every 2 seconds, we'd be like, and the Infinite Quest. There's a parrot that's a robot in that one. Oh yeah. Anyway, because I remember I was fighting against falling asleep. So it was when I was in my.
I am so sorry. I formally apologize for putting you through that. Wait, let's get back to this for a second.
Yeah.
Because I have thoughts about, like, Doctor Who and animation. It's like, because right now, when does this come out?
This came out.
When does this episode come out? When does this episode going to come out?
So, behind the curtain again, we're recording this after we've recorded Mona Lisa's Revenge, but we haven't recorded Wars of Mars yet, or the last two. So, Mona Lisa's Revenge is out on the 20th, I think. Yeah, 20th. So, Wars of Mars is the 27th. The Gift is the 4th. Wrap-up is the 11th. So, the 18th of December is when you're going to hear this.
The 18th of December.
Yeah, so we'll have...
So, I think by then, we will know more about what Doctor Who's plans for whatever the hell thing they're going to do is.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just like, why aren't they fast-tracking the freaking animated show? Like, now that they have Disney money, why aren't they just fast-tracking it? Like, I get that they did that Daleks YouTube thing, but it's like, this is how you get the older Doctors in people's minds. It's like, just do an animated anthology show. Like, every episode it's a day. Or just do, honest to God, here's the thing, what I like about Expanded Universes. The fact that, like, you don't have to do a full series, a character like Jimmy Stalking Wolf is not fun if he has to exist for more than 45 minutes, but he doesn't. And that's the thing about Expanded Universe. None of these characters have to exist for more than 45 minutes, or more than a book, or more than a Big Finish story. So, like, why not just do a Novana Doctor and, like, make a Doctor that's just an animated one and cast somebody else, you know? Like, why not? Like, do it. Just have fun.
I remember, like, my pitch to you about an animated movie for Doctor Who, which I think would work as a show as well, is that, like, you have, like, one world that the Doctor's visited, and, like, you change, like, it's like the Spider-Verse, and you change, like, the art style subtly between, like, you know, it's someone asking, like, it's like a kid asking, like, their parents, oh, what's this about, like, the legend of the Doctor, and, like, you have, like, you know, Hugh Grant, and it's like, you know, normal 3D animation, and then you have, like, I don't know,
That's like that Batman animated series episode. Is that what you're describing? Yeah. That's
but,
a good
and, episode. Yeah, but then you go, like, to someone else, and, like, it's like Paul Giamatti, and then it's like, you know, 2D animation, and you go to someone else, and it's like, you know, you can change. Paul Giamatti should be the animated Nirvana voice.
I can't do Paul Giamatti. I'm sorry. I'm sorry I even tried. I apologize to Paul Giamatti.
He does listen. He's very passionate.
Yeah, have you seen
no
Holdovers?
No, it's not a
you hero gotta code. Check.
It's not a hero so code January. Good. It's January.
Oh my god, that's also happening in Brazil. Because I told my mom to watch it. She was like, it's only coming out in January.
It's why? The curse of international releases is
yeah.
It's a whole other thing. Speaking of big actors, it's kind of crazy that Clark Peters just rocks up in this for like 5 minutes. I know he was living in the UK, so, like, obviously it was probably, like, you know, it was easy to just be like, hey, Clark, I'm gonna be in this, but, like, it's Clark Peters. You know, it's weird.
Yeah.
It's like if, like, I don't know, someone else. It's like if Delroy Lindo rocked up in Doctor Who, but I do want Delroy Lindo to show up and be like, how's it going?
That's a good one. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm trying to think of a Spike Lee stable actor that I would love to see on Doctor Who.
Denzel, I don't know.
I mean, I would love to see him in that anything. I just love Denzel Washington. Who doesn't?
I mean,
Forrest Whitaker.
Yeah. But I mean, like, we almost got that Doctor. We almost got that the Paul W.S. Anderson movie with Denzel in the 90s. So that would have been a nightmare for Big Finish to try and sort of, like, you know, does Denzel want to do Big Finish?
Nick would try. That's also another. The Big Finish is a. We were talking about this yesterday at the chat, but they should give the video game license to Big. It should be like Big Finish, like the video games. They tried to do it with the adventure games, but those games, like, what's the word I'm looking for? We're bad. but they should do it like Telltale used to do. Like, bring mm-hmm. back episodic games
mm-hmm.
and do episodic video games. Honestly, if they did episodic video games with this art style, I wouldn't mind.
Mm-hmm. Either that or... sorry, I'm playing with a candle. I keep playing with stuff. Either that or just bite the bullet and do Lego Doctor Who at this point, because it does seem like those sets sold a lot, so, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why not? I almost said Infinite Quest.
Dreamland.
Dreamland. I think the Alliance of Shades is low-key a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
It's a funny idea, the idea of like, oh, these are the Men in Black, but they're not human Men in Black. They're mm-hmm. other aliens who want you guys to not know that aliens exist. That's very funny.
Mm-hmm.
I like that the Doctor stands up for the Viperox. Oh, I remember their name because I wrote it down. Mm-hmm. And he's like, well, there's a chance that in the future they might be peaceful. And he kind of says that's what happens, right? He says, in the future, you will
become peaceful. And then
David Warner is like, no.
No. I can confirm.
No, you must die.
I can confirm that they do come back for Series 4 of Sarah Jane, which is fun.
Good. That's cool.
Yeah, and they transfer well to live action because it's just people in suits. So
very easy to bring it back.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very easy. I think the line "he has searched too long for his wife to watch me serve her for dinner" unironically slaps.
Mm-hmm.
Very good line. To the point that you forget that it's a giant bug saying that about like a little gray alien.
I just keep remembering like even
the shot of the alien in the wheelchair.
That and just in general, the alien sitting down, its little hands like crossed over, being like do, like little kid. It's funny. Yeah, I don't know. I think it's good. It's solid and. It maybe deserves a better reputation than it has. I do think, and I did point, and I put my hand up saying, like Yoda said, like I think the animation just turns people off, like immediately. Although saying that, like it looks better than a lot of the recent animations they've done for like missing episodes, especially the Web of Fear one where like their heads are like giant. Ovals.
I don't understand why they do 3D missing animations. It makes no mm-hmm. sense. Just do it 2D.
I mean, like the Web of Fear one's the only one they've dared to do to the 3D, and I think the reaction was enough to them to be like, let's just stick to 2D. Even though the character models for the 2D ones are insane, because like the Hartnell one is like the Hartnell one looks like a guy like cosplaying.
His head is tiny
and his body is like huge. He's like swole. Treffen ones as well are kind of a bit.
Yeah. I know exactly what you mean. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, I don't know. I don't have anything else to talk about beyond you can stream it on iPlayer. You can't stream it anywhere else in the world apparently. But yeah, I don't know. I bought Doctor Who, Aufdersuka, Nocturne und Lichtgleich, and Dreamland Invasion, their Area 51 animated double feature collection Blu-ray off Amazon. It's a German release of Infinite Quest and Dreamland. The menus are like auto set to German, obviously. So it took me like 5 minutes to poke around to find out where I could change the language to English. I don't know. I don't have anything else to say other than,
I have one last thing to say about Dreamland. Mm-hmm. I love that at the end, Jimmy and Cassie get together as if they were ever a thing.
Yeah, so that's very... I do love that as well, that the Doctor's just like, it's your problem now, I'm off, and he just leaves. And like they're just left behind to sort everything out. Yeah, it's a very strange development. Speaking of strange developments, next time.
Even if I change, it feels like dying. Everything I am dies. So some new man goes sauntering away. And I'm dead. What?
I'm sorry, but I had to. Look, can't you make her better?
Stop it.
No, but you're so clever. Can't you bring her memory back? Look, just go to her now. Go on, just run across the street. Go up and say hello.
If she ever remembers me, her mind will burn and she will die.
Don't you touch this car.
She's not changed.
No. Yeah. Oh, there he is. Sean Temple. They're engaged. Getting married in the spring.
Another wedding?
Yeah.
Hold on, she's not going to be called Noble Temple. It sounds like a tourist spot.
No, it's Temple Noble.
Right. Is she happy? Is he nice?
Yeah, he's sweet enough. He's a bit of a dreamer. Mind you, he's on minimum wage. She's earning tuppence, so all they can afford is a tiny little flat. And then sometimes I see this look on her face, like she's so sad, but she can't remember why.
She's got him.
She's making do.
Aren't we all?
Yeah, how about you? Who have you got now?
No one. Travelling alone. I thought it was better, I thought. But I did some things, it went wrong. I need...
Oh, my word.
Merry Christmas.
Yeah, and you.
Look at us.
Don't you see? You need her, Doctor. I mean... Look, wouldn't she make you laugh again, good old Donna?
Next time we're saying goodbye to this era with a big blowout. Will there be return?
We will never see David Tennant again.
We won't.
Again.
I will never have another Russell episode again, because he did the Sarah Jane episode.
Yeah. I know. I get it. Yeah. Good joke.
I gotta
tell you something. I'm actually like... I'm not looking forward to rewatching The End of Time, which is an episode I have not seen since
it is.
It came since I first watched it.
Mm-hmm. I will say I was in the same boat when we were doing like the group watch elsewhere, and I was really taken by how much I actually enjoyed it this time. It's one of those ones where I think it has problems, but like it also has, you know, stuff. I don't know. But yeah. I'm now very awkwardly waving goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.